Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Morales moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball four. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Rosello moves to third. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosello strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday throws the ball into Kessinger, who relays the ball to Rosello, who tags Rader trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger bunts between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Gross moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms is walked intentionally. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten now pitching. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosello strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing third base. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Watson moves to second. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards is walked intentionally. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader is hit by the pitch. Watson moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gross bunts towards third. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milburn moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. Ken Forge now pitching. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 4 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno, who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is walked intentionally. Vic Harris pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is walked intentionally. Alexander moves to second. Chris Ward pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Fred Sherman now pitching. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Chris Ward. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Monday scores. Alexander moves to third. Harris moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.